Blog Talk Radio.
From New Jersey. So that was also wonderful. Her book is I Am Leah.
and you can find her on Facebook and get a copy of her book. And we're going to bring other authors that are local here. If you are an author, you're listening to the broadcast, and you would like for us to feature your book, you would need to send a copy of that book to 1139 East Jersey Street, PSUI. That's Performance Strategies Unlimited, Inc. That's PSUI Training Institute. You need to send that book there, Suite 426. That's Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07201. Send the book there. We will get it into his hands. Send, if you can't send but one copy, that's fine. If you have an ebook, you can send the ebook to Release Your Power at hotmail.com. So you send you have an ebook, you can send it to Release Your Power at hotmail.com. So we are excited that you're with us this morning. We are going to be going to our topic for today, from prostitute to training institute. And I'm going to be talking about how the transition was made from such a deprivation, so from such a low place in life, to a place of stature that's at a higher level. And I'm talking about going from, you know, again, the lowest place in society, a prostitute being out on the street, to a place where you're now actually in charge of people's development, growth, and learning. So that's from having my own training institute, also working in institutes of higher learning, such as Essex County College, Union County College, and Yeshiva College. So I've actually taught in a college, a four-year institution. And how in the world did I end up doing that? You know, it's not something that I initially had set out to do. It was not, you know, set out as a goal. It just seemed to happen. It just really did. It just seemed to all fall into place. And if people are going to really, really, really go from bad or worse to first, and I love that book by Gordon Bethune. He's the author of that book, From Worse to First. Or if a person is going to go from a place where you don't have much to going now to a place where you have everything. You know, I can truly say I have everything. I have all of my dreams. All of my dreams have come true, every last one of them. Before, I had things happening in my life. Things were coming true for my life. But these things were not the kind of things that you would think could happen. So, you know, but they happened nonetheless. And so what I'm saying to you this morning is that you do not have to stay in your tragedy, okay? You could go right into your triumph from right where you are. Before you know it, I was sharing with the students on yesterday that your destiny has a date. There is a date on your destiny, okay? And the only person that knows about, that knows what the date is God. God knows the date. The destiny, he will oftentimes allow that destiny, you know, you'll see bits and pieces of that destiny along the way. You know, you'll get an opportunity to help shape it. Excuse me, I had to sneeze out of nowhere. But you will get an opportunity to shape that destiny. However, you must, okay? You will get an opportunity. Oh, yes. Everything that you do is shaping your destiny. The date cannot be changed. The date is set in stone. God already purposed the date for it to happen. Some people don't believe this. I understand that. But think about your own life. Now, for some people, their destiny comes after they die. In other words, that they never got a chance to achieve what they could have achieved had they did some things differently. So, for instance, let's just say your date, there's a date. Oh, your destiny has a date. What will you do in between time? You know, I like the way one of those authors, I want to say Rick Warren, but it was one of them who showed life as this line, you know, in between these two dots. You got a start date. You got a start date, believe it or not. There is a day that this whole thing started. For me, it was November 8th. For you, it may be October the 12th, or, you know, June 9th, or whatever your date is. Everybody has a start date, and there's an end date. But this destiny date, it was the thing that you're to become. And this is why I try to encourage people, when you can, to get the book and to read the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Because a lot of people are not living out who they really are. And they're waiting. And I'm saying you don't want to wait any longer. You want to take action on shaping your destiny today. And that shaping may be starting a business, writing a book, making a movie. Look at Tyler Perry. Just imagine had he said to himself, and I'm sure he did say it, but what if he had continued to say, I can't do that. I shouldn't do that. I need to be, you know, just over here and get me a job doing so and so and so. What if he had said those kinds of things to himself? Boy, we would have missed out on some great, funny stuff. And he would be missing out on using his talents. And he did like the one person in the scripture who took their talents and made good of them. And the persons who do that, who make good of their talents, look at what happens. They get more. They don't get less. They don't get taken from them. Because some people have that mentality. They have more really a scarcity mentality. And they think that there's not enough of anything. Okay? So they believe that if they help someone or do something for someone else, it's going to diminish what they are and what they can do and what they're about. But it's the exact opposite. When you make good of your talent, you actually get more. That's like the big secret. I know that there is a, you know, the movie, the book came out a few years ago, right, about this big secret, the law of attraction. It was a big secret that if you believe something, it will happen for you, right? It was a big secret, and though half the world knew it, but still they painted it as a big secret. And they gave it that particular title, and so that made it even more relevant. But I would submit the other big secret is that when you use your talents, you get more. And some people are actually waiting for more or something, and they haven't used what they have. You see, they haven't used everything. Not use some of what you have. Use everything you've got. That's like in the scripture, under the people with the talents, they didn't just get five. It never said that they got five and used only three. It says they had five and then they went out and they doubled what they had. So they didn't only use the five they had. They actually used ten. And they came back to report, and they got more. So, you know, people though don't pretty much buy into that. They can believe other things for the Bible, but like they can believe for supernatural healing. They can believe for fruit of the Spirit and other things, but they don't believe for. A lot of, they even can believe in, tithing and God opening up the window and pouring them out a blessing that they don't have room to receive. But sometimes it's hard to even get Christians to believe that there's this truth to the matter that when you use all the talents you have and you go out there and you double it, that God will give you more. More. That means you'll be able to do more things. You'll be able to do additional things. You'll be able to do greater. Oh, there's that word. Greater works will you do. So, for me, going from prostitute to training institute was a series of doing the more, doing more things, doing more, and then getting more, and doing more, and getting more, and doing more, and getting more. And so it becomes this ongoing process. Unfortunately, people who don't subscribe to that, they don't know what you're doing. They're looking and they're thinking many times, oftentimes they may even think you're doing too much. But it's not you. Get over it. It's not you doing it. It's the God in you. It's the mindset that you have, that you to have taken his order, his command, to use all the talents and gifts that you currently have. Go and double those gifts, talents, and things that you have. And then he gives you more. So, he gives you more, you do the same, and it goes on and on and on. And then he gives you the grace to be able to handle all that you can do. So what we do is we teach people how to make sure that, you are reaching out to other people. We talk about the type of success that is not the success where your success comes from helping other people become a success. Like for me, my passion is when I can help other people tap into their passion. So we were having fun doing that on yesterday. I went to the place where I ran into quite a few people today. I'll do the same. I'll be at Essex County College from 1 to 4 p.m. today. They have a job fair. If you're in the Newark, New Jersey area or any other area and you want to come, I will be there at the job fair. I can't wait to see what employers are there. The job fair last night out in Edison, New Jersey, it was very interesting. There were probably, I would say, definitely close to 200 or 300 people who showed up for the job fair. And there was probably about 15 to 20 employers. And every single employer there had pretty much the same kind of job, which was a sales job. And I thought, wow, okay, if you can come and that's it. There were no manufacturing companies there. There was no Verizon, Dish Network. There was no cable company there. And I was really shocked that they didn't even have the military person. Normally, every job fair, they have the military there recruiting. The FBI is there to recruit. The police force is there. State police is there to recruit. Colleges and universities are there. Medical centers, a few medical centers, all of that. None of that was there this time. It was only companies offering sales positions. And quite a few of them were your network marketing, multi-level marketing companies like Legal Shield, North Energy Power, or North American Power companies. The only company that I could see that had positions outside of sales only was a gym. Some new gym is opening up in New Jersey, and they have several locations already, but they're expanding and they're building a brand new gym. And they were also looking for front desk help. They were looking for fitness experts, and they were looking for fitness counselors. But and I suspect that even though they're looking for fitness counselors, some of that is going to involve sales, because you're going to still have to help get some of the customer in the door. And but they are attached. One of the places they're opening is right next door to a major hospital here in New Jersey. But so very interesting to kind of see that this is what 200 plus people, and I did go around and talk to some people and gave them my business card and told them that if they wanted training to start their own business, because here's the thing, if you're going to come, if you're unemployed and you're going to come and sell, and some of those jobs, it's straight commission. And as we know, and many of those companies that were there that were network marketing companies, not only is it straight commission, but it's going to take an initial investment, sometimes $200, $300, and $400. So it just kind of shows you where the landscape in terms of, you know, employment and jobs go. So my thing is this, if they're going to come and go work for someone else as a salesperson, then why not sell their own product? You know, why not? If you're going to work hard to sell their product, because remember now with all those companies, you have to get your own client, your own customer. Well, if you can get your own client and your own customer for their product, and you get about, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20% of the profit, wouldn't you rather have your own product or service and build your own network? Well, that's exactly what this training institute that I've been able to advance to from prostitute does. It teaches people how to do that. And it is amazing. It's an amazing work and an amazing concept. But again, I didn't do it. God did it. He brought me here. All I did was use my talents. That's all I did, is use them. And you see what happens. One little talent in the hands of an almighty God can make you millions. I'm telling you, one little talent. You know, God can give you one idea that can make you rich by 9 p.m. tonight. I've seen it happen. I was talking to a lady not too long ago. God has given her an idea, and I'm telling you, before the night fell, she already had it mapped out in her mind, and some of it on paper, that it would make millions. Just imagine, Facebook has made so much money that Mr. Zuckerberg turned down $15 million. He was offered $15 million for Facebook. He turned it down. So that tells you right there that it's worth probably two or three times more than that. But here's the interesting part I find. Facebook started as just one idea. Just one. That's all it takes. Look at Microsoft. One idea. Okay? Apple, one idea. Can lead to something very, very big. Oprah Winfrey. Look at all this she's doing. one idea. She had an idea that she wanted to be a news reporter or something. Just one idea. I'm telling you, you focus on that one idea, and it can take you so many, many, many places. Well, why not you? So I went there, and so it was interesting to see. And then there were individuals sitting down, learning how to interview. And actually, the reason I can say it was about 200 or 300 people there is because prior to going in to meet with the agencies that were there, the companies that were there, they had everybody come into one room. And I had never seen that done quite like that at a job fair when I first got there. And I said, I didn't realize what was going on. They made everyone come in a room, sat everyone down, and they had all the companies that were going to present, had them get up and give a 5-minute spiel about their company. Now, I've been to a lot of job fairs. I was like, wait a minute. I thought maybe I was in one of those network marketing meetings. They had New York Life was there. And if you know anything about New York Life, they were just looking for salespeople to sell insurance. They had a financial company there. David Lerner, they were there. Sales. The first year is sales and commission. The second year, straight commission. The other company was Prudential. Okay, people say, oh, Prudential's here. Big name, Prudential. But guess what? They was the Prudential sales jobs, not administrative jobs. Not accounting jobs, you know, not insurance claim jobs, but sales. There was even a company there selling some type of roof repair, I guess, because of what happened here with Storm Sandy. So roof and basement cleanup, you know. So it's very, 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 very interesting. So I said to myself, so for me to go to that job fair, to see that, knowing that God had brought me from prostitute to opening up a training institute, I thought, wow, what a great combination. Why not teach people how to start their own business, their own product marketing business? So last night I did a webinar entitled Turn Your Passion into Profit. And it's similar to what I've done. So I'm teaching other people how to do it if you still want to. It's just $5.99 or $5 to take this. It's literally less than a cup of coffee. You can go to that webinar. But I do have other webinars that you can also attend. Like today, I'm doing one at 9 o'clock this morning, self-publishing, how to write your own book. Then I'm doing one later tonight on if you can sell drugs, you can sell anything. That I'll be teaching you how to start a business, what you need to have in place, things that you need to do. And again, that's a very inexpensive workshop. All of these things done right here online. So definitely inbox me on Facebook or, you know, shoot me an email, releaseyourpower@hotmail.com, and I will send you all the information that you need to sign up and to register for these webinars. They're inexpensive, but it's a way to get to do what you want to do. Take your life to a whole new level and not just work somewhere at a low-paying job. And, you know, you see what Romney and them, not Romney, but with President Obama and them, what they're dealing with in the White House, talking about, you know, the people whose households that make under $250,000, trying to save them save them from hostage to these higher taxes, and then the people's households where there's $200,000 or above are considered rich and wealthy. So sometimes people wonder, am I in the rich bracket? Am I wealthy? What am I? Well, there you have somewhat of a barometer to kind of discover. But if you want to see how you can make over $250,000, we will even show you how you can turn your talents into profits, profits that will grow and grow and grow beyond your living. You won't have to worry about, what did I leave my child? What did I leave my grandchildren? You will have, like the Bible says, you will have a financial legacy to leave your family. You will have an inheritance to leave your children. I'm telling you, it's incredible. So try to get on that next workshop. Even though I did the webinar, it's over and done with Turn Your Profits. You can still sign up and listen to it. Just let me know. Well, that's all we have time for today. We'll be back tomorrow, and then next Wednesday we have a special guest coming also on. She's going to talk about some image consulting. But thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. If you have any comments or questions, please email me. Oh, don't forget, go get your free 15-minute coaching session. It's still up and available on release-your-power.com. Also, you can get a free download, a chapter of the book, Release Your Power. You can also purchase the book, which we encourage you to do, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And you can find many, many more things on that. You can follow us on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and on YouTube. You can also go there and get some of our Release Your Power Moment videos on various topics, all geared at helping you grow so that you can show God that you appreciate all the gifts, talents, and tools He's given you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show.
To what you do,
we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.